We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Damn, the hee-haw again?
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm not trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlemagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Friday, December 15th goes to Rosemary Hain. Who is Rosemary Hain? Uh-huh. She is an Ohio woman who doesn't respect individuals who work in the fast food industry. Salute to all the fast food workers out there. Dropping the clues bombs for the fast food workers.
Yes, yes.
You ever worked fast food, Jess?
I have. I was the manager at McDonald's.
Okay.
Yep.
I worked at Taco Bell. I worked at Taco Bell for 2 weeks.
Okay.
My sister was the manager. She fired me after 2 weeks.
Good decision.
Very good decision. Good Understandable. Decision. I deserved it. I didn't want to be there no way. So I'm sure I was projecting that energy onto others. But I respect all fast food workers, okay? Mm. Why would I not respect the people who work at the establishments that we all frequent? I will never understand people who feel like they can disrespect fast food workers. How can you look down on fast food workers, but yet you are eating at their establishments? Mm. And those of you who disrespect fast food workers before you get your food, y'all are just insane humans. Then you wonder why people are farting on your quarter pounders. Hmm? You ever farted on a quarter pounder?
I have never farted on anybody's food.
Okay.
The heck? Have you?
No, I would never do nothing like that.
Okay.
They done dropped your curly fries all over the floor and put them right back in the box like it's nothing. But you earn that because you want to disrespect people. That's exactly what Rosemary Hain did. She was at Chipotle and she ordered a burrito bowl. Her burrito bowl wasn't made the way she liked it. Instead of being a civilized human and just simply asking for it to be remade, she decided to resort to violence. Let's go to Queen City News for the report, please.
It is a popular term in the criminal justice system. Does the crime fit the punishment? Well, in this fast food frenzy, it seems to fit pretty well.
Yeah, video from an Ohio Chipotle from last month showing a customer throwing hot food right in the face of one of the workers, and now she has been sentenced to an unusual punishment for that assault.
The victim told a judge that she was traumatized by the incident, and the judge, in turn, said he was appalled by the actions of one Rosemary Hain. Hain was initially sentenced to 180 days in jail with 90 days suspended.
I'm appalled too. Okay, that's whack. Don't play with people like that. Mm-hmm. That woman is 39 years old. Okay, Rosemary Haynes, and the woman she threw the food at was 17. How you displaying lower emotional IQ than a 17-year-old? All she did was mess up your order. That's a simple conversation. Let them know what they did wrong. They will fix that. But you, Rosemary, dealing with some type of internal issues, mad at the world about something, and decided to throw your Chipotle bowl at the young lady. I wish that the young lady and a couple of other Chipotle workers would have jumped you. Okay?
Mm.
Violence begets violence. Disrespect begets disrespect. I know Michelle Obama said when they go low, we go high. But sometimes you got to take it to the floor at Chipotle with a person.
Yeah.
Okay? Throwing something at me is assault, especially when that something is hot grilled meat, hot rice, hot beans, hot veggies, guac, salsa, sour cream, and cheese. So I have the right to defend myself. For God still working on me, clearly, this 17-year-old has higher emotional IQ than me because she did what she was supposed to do, and that's call the police. I believe she called the police because this young lady ended up in jail and she got a very unique punishment. I have never heard of a punishment like this. Let's go back to Queen City News for the report, please.
The judge ordered her a chance to reduce her sentence. She'd get a lot less time in jail if she worked for 60 days at a fast food restaurant.
You didn't get your burrito bowl the way you like and this is how you respond? You went in there looking for a fire.
I did not, Your Honor. I did not. If I show you how my food looked and how my food looked a week later from that same restaurant, you would. It was disgusting looking. My daughter was.
I'll bet you're not going to be happy with the food you're about to get in jail.
That's
right.
Do
you want to walk in her shoes for 2 months and learn how people should treat people, or do you want to do your jail time?
I'd like to walk in her shoes.
Prior to her sentencing, Hain did tell the victim she was sorry. We do know that she has had interviews, but it's unclear if she had landed a fast food job just yet.
I like this. Either work as a fast food worker for 2 months or do 90 days in jail. What would you choose, Jess Hilarious?
I would choose the 2 months and, you know, in fast food working. But so I wonder how the 17-year-old girl feels. Like, what? You give her,
you give her a chance
to work at a restaurant instead of paying for the crime like the right way. Yo, I got hot food thrown in my face.
I guess that would be considered like community service, maybe.
Yeah, but like what?
What would you do, Envy?
I'm not really paying attention. They're about to send up pizza, oxtail pizza, and I've been waiting on that.
Trash.
Oh, okay.
Trash.
You gotta stop.
I already tried it. It's not what you need right now.
Okay, Jess. All right. Okay.
That ain't it, man.
All right. All right. All right. Okay.
Sweet chili salmon pizza and all that. I'm done.
They sending up just the lobster and shrimp too.
Oh, pizza. Gosh. Jesus.
I like this punishment. The reason I like this punishment is because you can't understand someone until you've walked a mile in their shoes, all right? We are all so quick to judge, but don't be so quick to judge because you never know when you might find yourself walking in that person you are judging's shoes. So I love the fact she has to work fast food for 2 months because I don't know why anyone would think they better than a fast food worker.
Yeah,
a fast food worker is a human, just like you, a human, trying to get through their day, making an honest living, and we love them, which is why all the fast food restaurants be packed all the time. Have some empathy. Okay, empathy is the art of stepping into the shoes of another person, understanding their feelings and perspectives, and using that understanding to guide your actions. Once Rosemary works here for 2 months in fast food, she will never treat fast food workers or probably anybody terribly ever again. I promise if God can make all of us live each other's existences for just 2 months, the whole world will change.
For sure.
If white people had to step into black people's shoes, if men had to step into women's shoes, if straight men had to know what it feels like to take penis for 2 months in the bunkie and be openly gay, we would all start treating each other with love and respect immediately.
I didn't.
Yeah, why?
I vouched too quick for the third one.
Said,
I didn't even
you
know.
Said, yeah,
yo,
real fast.
Because I'd be
you
thinking.
Said, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. Please give Rosemary Haynes the biggest hee-haw.
She black?
No.
Honey, I never heard of Rosemary. I never heard of no. I'm be honest, I ain't never heard of no Rosemary.
No.
I don't know none of them.
All right. A lot of us are here.
He's the reason that DJs exist.
He's one of the reasons DJs exist. Yeah. When you talk about the founding fathers, it's always Grandmaster Flash, of course, Afrika Bambaataa, and Kool Herc. And we're going to talk to Grandmaster Flash this morning. He's going to give us a lesson.
I know, that's right.
All right. So we're going to get to that when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.